Hi, welcome to another podcast provided by Derbyshire and Derbyshire CCG. We are really pleased to be joined by colleagues from the Derbyshire Safeguarding Adults Board, who in this podcast will enlighten us about something called the VARM. So a warm welcome to Nat G, Jill Windle, Jane Graham and Amanda Clark. Let's start with a question.
What is a VARM?
The Vulnerable Adult Risk Management, or VARM process, was implemented in Derbyshire in 2013. The Derbyshire Safeguarding Adults Board agreed the need for a multi-agency approach to manage risks that may arise for adults deemed to have capacity to make decisions for themselves, but who are at risk of serious harm or death from self-neglect, risk-taking behaviour, chaotic lifestyles, or refusal of services.
Who can arrange a VARM?
The VARM can be initiated by any agency, including Derbyshire County Council, Adult Care, Police, Fire and Rescue, Housing, the NHS, Environmental Health, Probation, the Voluntary Sector, Faith Groups and any other organisation working with the individual.
When should I call a VARM?
You may be worried about a person's safety or the way they are choosing to live. Before calling a VARM, you must consider four criteria that must be met for a VARM to take place. Firstly, the person has the capacity to make decisions and choices regarding their life. Secondly, there is a risk of serious harm or death. This could be due to self-neglect, fire, deteriorating health, lack of engagement with services, being targeted by the local community, being the victim of hate crime or antisocial behaviour, or sexual violence, and they do not meet the criteria for a safeguarding referral. Thirdly, there is a public safety interest. And fourthly, there are high levels of concerns from partner agencies.
So if I think all four criteria apply, what should I do?
First, speak to the safeguarding lead in your organisation to discuss and agree that the criteria are met. You can then start the VARM process.
And how do I get started?
Contact the VARM administrator via email derbyshiresab@derbyshire.gov.uk. The VARM administrator can advise you on how to find all the documents you need and will issue you with a case reference number. The VARM administrator may also be able to assist you by taking minutes and will record key information about the VARM so that we are able to track progress and report back to the Safeguarding Board. We advise all professionals to read the VARM policy and VARM staff guidance because they provide detailed information about the process and there is a flowchart that you may find useful. Remember, any agency can call a VARM, but as the lead agency who has raised the concern, you will be expected to chair the VARM.
Thanks, that's really useful. Can I just ask, how do we involve the person within the VARM process?
It is important to involve the person wherever possible, but if they don't want to be involved, you can still go ahead with the VARM. There is a leaflet called What to Expect, which explains the VARM process and gives the person an opportunity to write down their wishes and feelings. This may be useful for people who do not want to attend but would like to contribute or who have difficulty expressing their wishes and feelings. A carer or family member could help them fill in the leaflet.
And what about the agencies? Who should I invite to the meeting?
When thinking about who to invite, consider the agencies, services and individuals who've been involved or who could be involved to support the person. It is important that the professionals who attend are able to make decisions on behalf of their organisation. When you arrange the VARM meeting, it's important to find an accessible venue and a convenient date and time for all attendees. The VARM administrator can help you with this, but it is the lead agency's responsibility to send out the invitations.
And what happens during the VARM meeting?
The meeting is an opportunity for agencies to share intelligence and information about the person, evaluate the concerns, and agree agency responsibilities and actions to manage the risk. It's important to remember that managing the risk is a shared responsibility. Whether the person is present or not, their views must be sought and considered. There is a meeting template to record the discussion and actions agreed. The discussion may identify the need to make other referrals about the person or others at risk, including children.
Do you have some examples of what has been discussed at VAR meetings?
Yes, here are some examples of issues that have been discussed. Fire risk at home to self or neighbours, self-harm or suicide attempts, hoarding, self-neglect, not taking medications or not accessing medical attention, risk to animals, exploitation and antisocial behaviour.
And is there any practical support available for hoarders within the VARM process?
Yes, there is a small multi-agency funded budget called the VARM Hoarding Grant, which can be applied for to access practical support for hoarders up to the value of £500 per household. The hoarding grant has been used to provide deep cleans, skips, electrical repairs, and to improve the general hygiene of hoarded properties. There is staff guidance and an application form on the DSAB website.
Thanks, that's really useful. How do we know what has been agreed at a VARM meeting?
It's important that accurate minutes are kept using the VARM meeting record template. This will identify the agreed actions. The minutes must be circulated to all attendees and a copy must also be sent to the VARM administrator.
And what happens after the meeting?
The actions agreed at the meeting should be completed within the agreed timescales and, where necessary, review meetings can be arranged.
And when do I close the VARM?
The VARM process should be closed when actions have been completed. Remember, people choose to remain living in high-risk situations and concerns often still exist at the point of VARM closure. But the purpose of the VARM process is to minimise the likelihood of death or serious harm. The VARM minutes should identify the process and action taken to manage the risks with an evaluation of the outcome.
And where can I find more information about VARM?
The Derbyshire Safeguarding Adults Board has a dedicated website, derbyshiresab.org.uk, where all the VARM documentation can be found. For any email queries, please email derbyshiresab@derbyshire.gov.uk.
Some professionals have given us feedback about how the VARM process has supported adults in Derbyshire. Derbyshire Probation said,
"A VARM meeting identified a long history of poor engagement coupled with an imminent risk of harm to Trevor, and arrangements were made for Trevor to be visited by health professionals. It was determined that Trevor needed immediate inpatient care, which potentially saved his life."
Derbyshire Police said, "Since the VARM, there have not been any calls to the police or adult social care for a service. The partner of Paul said the VARM process helped immensely, and Paul has stopped drinking for over a year now. She sounded much more upbeat and positive." Derbyshire County Council Adult Care said,
"Lucy was central to the VARM meeting and she agreed to work with professionals. There is now a safe area for Lucy and her pets and the risks have been reduced substantially. The house is now vermin free and work continues to maintain the property. The fire risks have also been reduced."
Environmental Health said,
"Patrick attended the VARM meeting and whilst initially unresponsive, Patrick's attitude became more engaging. The group collectively offered reassurance to Patrick that the VARM intervention was wholly for his welfare and improvements to his life. Patrick agreed to allow environmental health officers into his home. And funding from the hoarding grant was obtained and his home was cleared of waste."
Thank you for explaining so clearly what a VARM is and how it works. In another podcast, we will share the experience of a VARM by a gentleman living in Derbyshire. So until next time, take care.